All right, we'll say good morning. I actually just want to skip just a couple of paragraphs into page Samech Tes, paragraph Vav. Just two paragraphs. Remember, again, still focusing on the Midah of Zrizus. And if you remember, again, in yesterday's Shir, so the Ramchal quoted from Shlomo HaMelech, who said so beautifully and so metaphorically that one time I passed by the field of a lazy man, and I saw it overgrown with thorns. So of course, the Ramchal then explained the nature of that metaphor, discussing the idea that the overgrown with thorns, obviously on the most basic level, means sometimes we think that we could kind of remain in a state of status quo. But as we know very well, there is really no such thing as status quo in life. Either you're moving forward or you're regressing. And the great metaphor for that, of course, is the field. That even if a person says, you know what, I'm not going to work on my field, I'm just going to leave it as is, remain status quo, it doesn't happen. Where there is a lack of zrizus, where there is a lack of alacrity, and lack of eagerness and forward-moving momentum, by definition, things fall into a sense of neglect and ultimately decay. V'hine anachn roem be'einenu, kama v'kama pamim, shekvar libo shal ha'adam yodeh chavos. Well, so that's such a profound statement. You know, many times in life, I know exactly what it is that I'm supposed to do. You know, we'll say sometimes there are times in life where I just ask, you know, God, what do you want from me? Or again, even as so dramatic, I don't know what I'm supposed to do in life. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I'm not sure which direction I'm supposed to take. And then there are many other times in life where I know exactly what I have to do. It's actually quite explicit as to what it is that I'm trying to, that I need to accomplish and what my obligation is. Vinis amis etzlo, masha ra'ilo, da'atzalas nafsho. I know exactly what I need to do in order to save my soul. Page ayin. And I know exactly what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. So this is my Simba Chol Yom. I know what I have to do. I know exactly what I have to do. I know how I have to be doing it. I know how I have to act. I know how I have to behave. I know what I have to accomplish. I know all of these things. Yet, despite all that, yet I don't do it. I don't do it. Why not? It's not because of a lack of understanding as to the nature of my obligation. Sometimes it's very simple. You know, not everything in life is complicated. Sometimes the reason I don't do the things I need to do is just simply because I'm lazy. You know, that's it. It's just atzlos. Bahari Omer, what do I say to myself? Ochel kima, let me just eat a little bit before I get around to doing the thing I need to do. Isham kima, I'll take a little nap. Kasha, that takes me basi. You know what? I'm tired. I don't really want to go out. Pashatati es kutanti echacha al bashana. I'm already in my pajamas. How can I get back dressed and do what I have to do? Chama azaba olam, it's too hot outside. Hakara rabba, it's too cold outside. Gishamim, it's raining outside. V'chol sha'ar ha'amaslos v'atonos asher piha atzelim alei mehem. Rabose says Ramchal, or a plethora of other excuses that lazy people have developed quite a significant supply of. So this is what happens. And again, remember, I think one of the most startling observations that Ramchal made is we often look at laziness as a negative trait, right? Laziness is a negative trait, meaning that it's almost like a person has acquired this negative trait within himself. You know, it is true that laziness is a negative trait. I think what the Ramchal highlighted to us, which to me is so dramatic, is that's the natural predisposition that we each possess. Meaning our default setting is laziness. Our default setting is to remain in place, to remain at rest. And again, it says the Ramchal for the very simple reason is that we are made up of physical matter. Matter remains at rest until it is acted upon. So the natural state of a person is, if I'm sitting, I'm going to remain sitting. Standing, I'll remain standing. That's just the way that life is. So it's just interesting. Again, remember, laziness is bad. But a lot of times I've always thought that laziness is something, like it's a negative trait you acquire. Says Ramchal, no. It's a negative trait that you're born with. It's the natural predisposition that a human being or that any item or any entity made of physical matter possesses. So that's why, again, by definition, we are sometimes masters at coming up with excuses to go ahead and justify that laziness. Too hot, too cold, too rainy, too sunny, too cloudy, at my pajamas, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. And when what happens? U'benkach u'benkach, atoru munachas, v'avodu mevutalas. And then what happens? In the midst of making all of the excuses, Torah stays where it is. That which I have to do can no longer be done. Va'adam ozev esboro. And a person ends up leaving his creator. Now, we'll say what the Ramchal is describing over here. And we'll get into this more also in the next chapter as well. Which is the real great tragedy of laziness. Is that at some point in time, a person will come out of their laziness. It'll happen. You'll come out of your laziness. What's the sad part? The sad part is a lot of times I kind of get out of my laziness stupor, the opportunities aren't there. That's the real tragedy. We all know this, right? Opportunities don't wait for you to decide to wake up and take them. They're there for a little bit of time. If you grab them, great. If you don't, they're often no longer there. Baruch Hashem, there are always other opportunities. But sometimes the ones that you want have left the building long ago. So therefore says Zamchal, that's the tragedy over here. When a person falls into the trap of laziness, doesn't exercise the mitzvah of zrizus, avodah mevutalas, all the things you can be doing often, those doors shut, those windows close, and those opportunities move on. V'ulam, im tishas pia atzal yavo lecha ma'amarim rabim ma'amarich hachamim. But you will say, if you ask the lazy person, tell him, so now why is it that you're so lazy? So of course, I will say, like most of us when it comes to our negative traits, I don't have negative traits. I have alternate traits. Alternate traits, right? Let me explain to you my alternate traits, right? This is not negative, chas shalom. It's just, it's different. It's different, and I'll explain it to you. And I'll bring, it's just this, a person will bring ma'amari chachamim, statements of chazal, and psukim, tainas minasecha, logical arguments, asher kulam yoru lo lifi daito ha-mishubeshes, lahakel alav b'menuchas atzalto. And I will say, top of Ayin Aleph, a person will bring all of this halachic literature, rabbinic literature, svaras, logic, to justify their lack of action, or to justify the decisions or lack of decisions. And you will say, we all do this, right? I mean, this, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an intellect, and Baruch Hashem, many of us put it to very, very, very good use. Good use in the wrong ways, but good use nevertheless. People don't like to live in a state of sin. No one wants to be a sinner. So instead, what happens? It's like the Gemara says that once a person does an Aveira and goes ahead and repeats it, Chazal says, Na'ase lo keheter. It becomes to him like permitted. So the Gemara says, Keheter? Right? So the Gemara says, no, what it means is people justify things. I don't want to be a sinner. So instead, what I do is I construct a new reality in which what I'm doing is not really all that bad. Right, it's not that bad. And if I'm very creative, I could create an alternate reality in which what I'm doing is actually good. And if I'm really good, I could create an alternate reality in which that which I am doing is mamish like a mitzvah she'in kamo. Right? We are exceptionally creative in our ability to justify the things that we do. So it says Ramchal, if you ask a lazy person, why being lazy? So most people will say, I'm not lazy. I just choose my opportunities very carefully. Right? I don't like to jump at everything. So instead, I like to choose. And if I'm in the middle of something, if I'm in the middle of eating, and the opportunity comes up, I take that as a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He doesn't want me to take the opportunity. Or if I'm tired, if the Ribono Shel Olam really wanted me to take the opportunity, He would give me the Kol V'Hashem Yachalifu Koach. He would infuse me with energy and I would take it. If I'm lethargic, if I'm tired, if I don't feel like it, that's a siman from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want me to do it. So Chas V'Shalom, I'm not lazy. I'm actually very from. I'm very from. I read the signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dispatching to me. It says that Ramchal, V'u'enen oroa, she'en atainas ha'heim, v'ata'amim ha'heim, no lodim lo mipnei shikul daito, ela mimkor atzalto, heim novim. Asher biyoseim goveres bo mata daito v'sichlo alatayna sa'ila. Asher yishma l'kol ha'chachomim v'anshi adeya hanachona. So I say, ultimately again, says Ramchal, at the end of the day, but nevach, I don't realize that which I am saying has nothing to do with logic, has nothing to do with intellect, has nothing to do with ruchnius with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but unfortunately, is the laziness taking over everything. That the power, the negative power of the Midah of Atzlus, is that it literally has the ability to overshadow everything. To overshadow everything. To the point that suddenly, again, I make a ton of excuses for inaction, a ton of excuses for I don't accomplish the things that I need to accomplish. But at the end of the day, they're not true excuses. They're just ultimately the mask of Atzlus. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the rest of the Perek Vav next week.